for the Phil Henry Show, but it's going to be at 7:06 Pacific and 10:06 East. Ow. Get out of here. Get out of here.
Well, I just wanted to...
Get out of here. Anyway, that's going to be 7:06 Pacific and 10:06 Eastern Time. Excuse me. This is a premier radio network that we're on. Hello, stations. Also, you better know that a show airs live on SATCOM C5, Transponder 23, CDAT 14 and 15 in stereo. Then there's going to be a 35 hertz tone at the front of each network break and a 25 hertz tone at the front of each local break. So you better be ready. You better be ready because we don't want to have nobody, you know, make it sound bad or nothing like that. A lot of times if it's bad, Mr. Henry will be very angry. He'll call up program directors and also general managers too, or as well as the general managers. I wouldn't want to be you, that's for sure. Your ass is going to be the grass, and Mr. Henry's going to be the lawnmower. Good evening, stations. This is Bud Dickman, associate producer of the Phil Henry Show, letting you know that you better get ready because they're going to have the Phil Henry Show going to be coming down the line pretty soon. At 7:06 Pacific Time, 10:06 Eastern Time is when the show's going to start. So if you're like in Mountain Time, 8:06, and if you're in Central Time, going to be 9:06, and that's what it's going to be. Stand by for the Phil Henry Show, what it's going to be at 7:06 Pacific and 10:06 East. Ow. Get out of here. Get out of here.
Well, I just wanted to...
Get out of here. Anyway, that's going to be 7:06 Pacific and 10:06 Eastern Time. Excuse me. This is a premier radio network that we're on. Hello, stations. Also, you better know that a show airs live on SATCOM C5, Transponder 23, CDAT 14 and 15 in stereo. Then there's going to be a 35 hertz tone at the front of each network break and a 25 hertz tone at the front of each local break. So you better be ready. You better be ready because we don't want to have nobody, you know, make it sound bad or nothing like that. A lot of times if it's bad, Mr. Henry will be very angry. He'll call up program directors and also general managers too, or as well as the general managers. I wouldn't want to be you, that's for sure. Your ass is going to be the grass, and Mr. Henry's going to be the lawnmower. Good evening, stations. This is Bud Dickman, associate producer of the Phil Henry Show, letting you know that you better get ready because they're going to have the Phil Henry Show going to be coming down the line pretty soon. At 7:06 Pacific Time, 10:06 Eastern Time is when the show's going to start. So if you're like in Mountain Time, 8:06, and if you're in Central Time, going to be 9:06, and that's what it's going to be. Stand by for the Phil Henry Show, what it's going to be at 7:06 Pacific and 10:06 East. Ow. Get out of here. Get out of here.
Well, I just wanted to...
Get out of here. Anyway, that's going to be 7:06 Pacific and 10:06 Eastern Time. Excuse me. This is a premier radio network that we're on. Hello, stations. Also, you better know that a show airs live on SATCOM C5, transponder 23, CDAT 14 and 15 in stereo. Then there's going to be a 35 hertz tone at the front of each network break and a 25 hertz tone at the front of each local break. So you better be ready. You better be ready because we don't want to have nobody, you know, make it sound bad or nothing like that. A lot of times if it's bad, Mr. Henry will be very angry. He'll call up program directors and also general managers.
The Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. And let me just test here. We've got some, what can I tell you, guys? It's 1 week in a new studio, so we're still testing out the equipment. There we go. Thanks a lot, Mike. Got that line on. We had music there from the abyss, and we've had a plane go down off the coast of California here not too long ago. If I could get some information about the plane going down, what time, the plane flight, that would be a terrific thing. I will tell you that it is a large bit of news here in Los Angeles. This is an Alaska Airlines jet that crashed in the Pacific Ocean off of Point Magoo. 70 people on board, flight 261, an MD-80, and it went down about 4:45 Pacific time. And this is consuming quite a bit of the news here in Southern California. Now, I live, and here's how I found out about it. I was in the studio here not too long ago. I mean, you know, I've been here since about, got here about 4:45, as a matter of fact, because I was running a little late, had some things to do. And ordinarily, I get here earlier. I don't want you to think I'm a complete bum. But anyway, I got here, and Schaefer walks in and says to me, a plane crashed near your house. And I said, what? He said, a plane crashed near your house. Turns out, yeah, it crashed near my house, Schaefer, 40 miles near my house, okay? It's in the ocean, and I don't live on no ocean. But Point Magoo is like over the mountain from where I live. So anyway, it went in the water. They're out there right now. They're looking for survivors. Hope they find them. Don't know whether they will or not. It's always... Every time I hear about a plane going down in water, I'm always thinking, oh, gosh, that they're going to find somebody, you know, that someone may have survived given it a crash site where someone probably has a higher probability of surviving than were it to crash on land. But you forget the velocity that these planes are traveling at. And I remember when ValueJet went down in Miami, it was traveling at such a high rate of speed. It was near to impossible that they were going to find anybody, you know, alive, and they did not. In fact, they barely found the plane. It had gone into the swamp out there, the Everglades, at such a high rate of speed. This might have been the same situation here with the Alaska Airlines jet. I don't know. But it happened this afternoon about 4:45, and so they have search and rescue out there in the Pacific Ocean. And Point Magoo is roughly, for those of you not familiar with the area, it's roughly... about 30 miles up the coast from Los Angeles itself, from San Pedro. It's on the way to Santa Barbara. It's near Malibu. And again, over the mountains are cities like Thousand Oaks and Westlake Village, which is where I live. So, yeah, technically, Mike, the plane crashed near my house, okay? I'm thinking, well, did the plane crash on my... You didn't say... I remember thinking when you said that, oh, good, the plane didn't crash on my house. It crashed near it. So maybe there's survivors, meaning my family. I got to tell you something. I've had personal experience with Alaska. It's always been a great airline to fly. You ever flown in Alaska? Great airline. Nice people. Always on time. Comfortable as hell. They never really load the planes up for some reason. I mean, well, yeah, they sell them out, but it never feels like you're on a sold-out plane. It's the damn good little West Coast carrier. It's a regional carrier, and they fly between cities like Los Angeles, San Diego, and then the Pacific Northwest, like Seattle and Portland. And, yes, they fly to Alaska, obviously. But it's a Western airline. It's a regional airline for the West Coast. The plane went down at 4:45. The search and rescue, Navy, all kinds of people are out there right now seeing if there are survivors at MD-80. Have you ever flown it? I'll tell you, if you know you're on an MD-80, it's a McDonnell Douglas 80. As soon as it takes off, it goes straight up in the air like a rocket. They don't do a gradual incline. They go, and they're real quiet. They're great jets. But you take off in these things, and I mean, it's like you're on the Concorde or something. They go straight up, real quiet jet, and real state-of-the-art for, you know, when it came out. And I guess now it's, you know, it's an old jet. I guess maybe it's a 10, 15-year-old jet. So that's what we've been dealing with here on the Phil Hendry Show. We are going to talk about some post-Super Bowl experiences. Bobby Dooley from the Western States Parent Teachers Organization, the Western States Homeowners Association, is going to be on the line with us later on in the program. And I'd like to make a note that we have reached over $80,000 in the sales of the Phil Hendry Best of the Phil Hendry Show 1999 CD. Communism is Neat. Over $80,000 has been earned. And thanks to your largesse, it is all going to my friend's place, a resource center for homeless and runaway kids in Hollywood. We're planning on another radiothon somewhere down the road, and we will be doing that just you know, just as soon as we can organize that. But right now we're up to about $80,000 in a little over a month. In about 8 weeks, we've made 80 grand, 10 grand a week, huh? Pretty good deal, and we appreciate everybody who got involved on that level. And then I'd like to also tell you that, of course, you can still order the CD online. We are continuing the sales of that online at philhenryshow.com. So you can pick up the Best of the philhenryshow.com CD, or Phil Hendry Show CD at philhenryshow.com, and that's $23.50, $3.50 shipping and handling, and $20 for the CD. And then 1 week from last night, this coming Sunday night on Fox, I'll be guest starring on King of the Hill. And that is with guest stars Reese Witherspoon and Kathleen Turner will also be appearing. Not that I worked with them, because I didn't. I went into a booth and I cut the tracks, and then they said, clear out, Miss Witherspoon will be here. Clear out, Henry, so we can get some Lysol in there. And then, and only then, does Miss Witherspoon step into the same parking lot. Where's Miss Turner? Miss Turner cut her stuff, and just don't worry about Miss Turner. Just do your stuff and get out. So Kathleen, I think Kathleen Turner actually cut her tracks in New York. So she was in New York. Reese Witherspoon, who was late to the studio that day, not because she's unprofessional. She's terribly professional, terrific woman. I never met her, but they tell me that she is. But she was on the phone taking a lot of congratulatory calls about her Golden Globe. But anyway, so she, well, that's what they told me. That was the joke. That's what Stephen Root said. I'm kidding. Anyway, 1 week from last night. So this coming Sunday night on Fox, I'll be guest starring on King of the Hill. And then we've got another one coming up sometime in the spring. So we'll keep you abreast of these. That's this coming Sunday night. It's on at 7:30 Pacific, right, Mike? Please, God, let me get that right. 7:30 Eastern and Pacific. So what does that mean? 6:30 Central? 8:30 Central? On Fox, King of the Hill. So that's going to be kind of a cool thing. And then we had the big chili cook-off yesterday that I was telling you guys about. Just so you know, as I told you, my wife makes that skin hanging from the roof of your mouth chili. We did take it into the to the big chili cook-off. There were a lot of people there with the back cut out of the suit, ready to head west. A lot of old folks. Yes, when I suggested that they try chili number 11, that was my wife's number in the competition. Yes, they all got the look on their face like, oh, God, not that kind of a bowel movement. No, no. Some old guy, I said, hey, man, you tried that number 11? Oh, Jesus. There's a look on his face like, yeah, yeah, she's. So she lost, but it's still good. Anybody want some? Mail it to you in a can. I'll bring some over in a plastic bag for you guys. It's Phil Hendry Show here. Our number 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show at 1-800-449-8686. Go ahead, Vic. All right, hold on. Whoa. Hold on for a minute.
What's the matter?
What's that all about?
No, it's just the bumper music that's coming back.
Bumper music that's coming back?
Yeah, let's stall.
Okay, let me ask you a question. That's Buddy Holly. He died in a plane crash, okay? So is this what we're doing?
No, it's got nothing to do with it.
Bullcrap.
It's got nothing to do with it, Phil. It's the music, the bumper music.
Where's Craig?
He's taking a dump.
Well, get him out of the bathroom and bring him back in here, okay? Look, I'm talking about Alaska Airlines. Buddy Holly, plane crash, makes too much sense. I don't want it.
I'm telling you, you're being paranoid. It's just the music that we're playing that's coming by.
And by the way, Vic?
Yeah?
Get some speaking lessons or something. Coming by.
What's the matter? I thought, all I'm doing here is filling in with the engineer. No problem with it?
No, there ain't no problem with it, man. Just, I don't need to be hearing, you know what I'm talking about, okay? Just as we're talking here tonight about the plane that went down off of the coast, I don't need your smart-ass commentary, any of this very predictable goofball crap I don't want. You understand? For once, I'd like to play it right. Get it out of there. All these guys that have been talking to me.
Sorry.
Alaska Airlines Flight 261 crashed this evening at 4:45 into the Pacific Ocean. 70 people aboard. Apparently, Alaska. Turn it off. Turn it off.
What?
Stevie Ray Vaughan, that's what. Look, smartass. Excuse me, folks. Look, smartass.
Phil, I'm telling you, paranoid. All I'm trying to do is give you some background music that's gonna fit out.
Stevie Ray Vaughan.
What?
What?
It wasn't a plane crash.
Well, what was it?
A helicopter crash?
Well, it's the same thing, man. Just because he died in a helicopter crash, I don't want it. Anyway, Alaska Airlines Flight 261.
I don't take it all.
Sorry.
Alaska Airlines Flight 261. It's an MD-80. 70 people aboard.
He didn't die in a plane crash.
Just get it out of there, will you? He didn't die in a plane crash.
So to speak.
Anyway, the...
My finger slipped, I'm sorry.
Your finger slipped. So, that was the... That, at least that's what the initial report is. We'll try to give you as much information as we can. It was off the coast near where I grew... Not where I grew up, but where I currently live. I didn't grow up there. I didn't grow up. Hey, Vic, do me a favor, okay?
What?
Just take all those CDs and get them out of there, okay?
Well, I don't...
Just get them out of there, all right? The other thing that I found to be very interesting
One,
was that...
Two.
Now, what is this? Lynyrd Skynyrd, take it off.
I'm sorry.
Your finger slipped.
Yeah, it slipped.
Is your finger just slipping every time I hear something? It's from some guy that died in a plane crash. Get you here. Slip on this, man. See this finger? Why don't you slip on that?
Everything's
turn it off.
I'm sorry. Won't happen again, Phil.
Get Craig out of the bathroom.
Taking a dump.
It's been 20 minutes, okay? Get him out of the bathroom. Man.
He's in mid-wipe.
I beg your pardon?
He's mid-wipe.
Mid-wipe. I want a guy in here.
Phil, I'm trying to do the very best that I can as late-breaking news, trying to give all the information that we got.
Anyway, I remember flying Alaska a couple of times. Okay, come on, man. Turn it off. By the way, that's pretty good. What is that?
Endangered species.
Can I borrow that?
Sure.
Thanks. Anyway, it's the Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686 is the number. 1-800-449-8686. Just keep that crap away from me, okay? All right, let's go over here to San Antonio. Hi, you're on the Phil Henry Show.
Yeah, Phil, how you doing?
Good. Got to turn that down.
Yeah, Phil, I am calling from San Antonio, but I am from the Los Angeles area, and I wanted to get some information on that Alaska Airlines crash, but you don't seem to be doing too much coverage of it, and I wanted to know if there's any way that we can...
Well, at the news, if you want to get the news on it, you can get it on CNN, okay? As far as I know, I already gave you the information that I have. We're not doing a hard news presentation here.
Well, I'm just curious. I want to get some information on what's going on out there, because I'm in San Antonio right now. And
I got that you're in San Antonio. There's not a hell of a lot that I can do. 70 people on board, 445 that went down, Alaska Airlines, Flight 261.
MD-80, I know, I got all of that. But I'm in San Antonio. They ain't reporting on squat. Now, I know your show's, you know, report you're out of L.A., right?
Yeah.
All right, why can't you give me some information?
What do you want to know? I gave you everything that you want to know. I got no other information. There's nothing more that I can do for it. You understand?
Well, I just, you know, I'm originally from the L.A. area. I'm traveling to a trade show here in San Antonio. I'd appreciate if you give me some information.
I got, that's all that I got.
Well, goddamn, there ain't nothing going on here. And I wonder why you won't do the coverage of it. Why won't you do the coverage of it?
The coverage of what, of a jet going down?
Yeah, the Alaska Airlines jet.
Because it's, frankly, it's a regional story. It's important to Southern California. It doesn't have much bearing on the rest of the country. And we have to move on with our lives here. Okay?
Well, you're playing all the smart-ass Buddy Holly music and playing all that.
That was an engineer who was trying to be a wise guy, okay?
Well, all I'm saying is, I'm here in San Antonio. And I
got that you're in San Antonio, sir. You've given me that information now about 16 times that you're in San Antonio.
Why can't you give me some of the news? Now, to my way of thinking...
Sir, I'm not giving you any news because I ain't got it and I don't want to do it, okay? That's the information that I have, Alaska Airlines.
Well, is that the first time they've ever crashed?
I don't know.
All right. Do you know that I heard that Qantas Airlines has never crashed?
Yeah, I heard that.
They've never crashed.
I've heard that.
What are they doing that nobody else is doing? That's the question that I'd have. And
I don't know. They're doing something, aren't they?
They're doing something beautiful.
They're doing something beautiful is right. Whatever Qantas is doing, everybody else ought to do, huh?
Well, they fly over a hell of a lot of water, don't they? I mean...
Well, Alaska was flying over water, too.
Yeah, that's true. I don't know. I'm out here in San Antonio, Texas, and I'm trying to get some information about Los Angeles because that's where I'm from.
Well, that's a real nice thing that you're from the Los Angeles area, but right now, all I got is what I gave you, and there ain't too much more than that. And if you want more, then you might turn it on to CNN, okay?
Well, I want a local feel. I want to get the local feel.
I don't know what to... You're in San Antonio, you ain't going to get no local feel, okay?
Well, these clowns in San Antonio, they couldn't cover their ass with a garbage can lid. So I've tried...
Well, whatever, sir. I don't have any information for you. Thank you very much. All right, 1-800-449-8686 is our number. We're going to come back. Bobby Dooley is with us from the Western States Parent Teachers Organization, the Homeowners Association. I guess they had their big chili cook-off yesterday, and they had a Super Bowl party. And we will find how that went. Coming up on the Phil Hendry Show. Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show here, 1-800-449-8686. We're going to bring on Bobby Dooley here.
I'm sorry, Phil, I swear.
Turn it off. You know something? Let me explain something to you, Vic.
I'm sorry, Phil.
Let me explain something to you, okay?
Yeah.
You know, like 10 years ago, I was playing Buddy Holly music every time a plane crashed, okay? It's old now. It's old. Do you understand what I mean?
Well, I was just trying
Yeah, your finger slipped. You were just trying to... It's old. Don't play any Buddy Holly or Richie Valens or anything like that. Just play the... here we go.
Hello, baby. Yeah,
your finger slipped?
Big yeah, it's
okay, well, unslip it. Okay, we all know Buddy Holly... Buddy... What's his name?
Halle Berry.
No, Buddy Holly, Halle Berry, died in a plane crash, and Ricky Nelson, and the Big Bopper, and all that crap, and Patsy Cline, okay? I ain't going to be spending the whole night playing, you know, Patsy Cline music. Can you dig it?
I'm sorry, Phil,
Yeah, you were just trying to be cute. Uncute. Get with it, and get Craig out of the can.
He's a midwife.
Midwife still. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show here. Bobby Dooley of the Western Estates Homeowners Association is on the line with us from Western Estates. Hi, Bobby. How are you? Okay, hold on for a second. Bobby, you there?
Yeah, Phil.
Okay, we're in a brand new studio, so things are just a little, as I've been reminding all of my listeners ad nauseum for about a week now, a little rough, okay?
No, that's all right.
All right, so you had a Super Bowl party yesterday?
Yeah, we did, Phil. I had a beautiful Super Bowl party, and we had a wonderful Super Bowl buffet, which I created myself, and I'm very proud of it. And you know something? I found out something this year.
How'd you like the game?
Yeah, it was fun. I'm not really a big football fan, but my husband is, and we thought it was a real good time. The Tennessee team looked like they were going to win there at the end, so we had a good time with that. But, excuse me, Phil, I found out something this year that was kind of interesting, and I had a lot of the guys coming up to me during the Super Bowl party, during the game. They were really enjoying the food. They were enjoying, and they asked me if I could create something, you know, if I ever thought about catering. And
having your own catering business?
Yeah.
Because your food's that good, huh?
Well, I'll tell you, they said it was.
What did you serve?
Well, we had, I created a baked artichoke dip, which is really, really, really good. My artichoke dip is really, really good. I don't know what else to say. Also, I had chili with the habanero peppers. I make my own spicy barbecue chicken wings, Phil. What I do is I use a kind of a combination jerk spice, and I barbecue them myself so that, you know, so they have a nice fresh, nice freshly barbecued flavor. We did a sort of a cut-up vegetables and dip. We had chips and beer and soda. I had, you know, a Cornish game hen that the guys could make sandwiches out of or use the drumsticks. So they really, really enjoyed it.
Were any of the wives there, or was it just all guys?
There were a couple of the wives were there. And Bill Willingham, who is a neighbor of ours from around the corner, came over to me, and he said to me that it was so good. He has a problem with his wife because she doesn't cook good. And I said, well, what do you mean? And he said that he just was sort of embarrassed by her lack of ability in a kitchen. And I've heard this from a lot of husbands, you know. And so I got it in my head to suggest that on Tuesdays I could have a lot of these gals over to my house and show them how to keep a home. And I don't know, I said to Steve earlier tonight, I said, well, why didn't I mention it to Phil and see what you think?
Well, you're asking me what you ought to do. I think it sounds like a pretty good entrepreneurial thing. Now, what happened was Bill came up to you and said, you cook really well, and could you teach my wife how to cook? So are you going to have cooking classes?
Well, we thought about something like a gourmet, you know, where we'd have gourmet classes and get all the gals up to speed on a lot of the different dishes that are out there. But I don't know, Phil. So many of these husbands are so disappointed because Bill had mentioned to me that his wife is just terrible in the kitchen. And I've heard this from so many guys. And I remember last night saying to Steve before we went to bed, I said, thank God the Lord gave me the ability to keep my men happy and to be able to actually put an edible plate of food in front of my husbands, you know, and not whatever slop it is a lot of these women serve their husbands. Because if you were at the Super Bowl party that I was at yesterday, there were so many unhappy men talking about how bad their wives cook and how good I cooked. And I said, well, I'd be very happy to have some kind of a cooking class.
You know, I've seen a lot of these little gourmet, these little postcards that come in the mail, like inviting, like Maria gets a lot of this stuff, gourmet classes. I don't know some of the stores that they have, Matt.
Well, you know, like Crate and Barrel. Crate and Barrel has things like that. And
yeah, Crate and Barrel, I guess, and one of those gourmet kitchen places.
Bristol Farms has a nice one, too, and they'll do that. And the reason for that, Phil, is because you have so many. That's gourmet. I'm just talking about some basic things, like just a basic baked artichoke dip, a basic buffalo wing, something basic to keep their men happy. a lot of these women don't have that, you know, have that talent. And I just, I don't know what it is, but I'm good at it. And when you have a lot of men saying to you, as Bill did, you know, why don't you do something, an informal gourmet class, and get the gals up to speed? And I said, I'd be happy to. The problem is, Phil, a lot of these women have decided to forsake their men and knowing what they're doing in a kitchen because they want to work.
And oh, they all have jobs, huh?
A lot of them have jobs, yeah. And so, you know, they're going out there and they're doing whatever it is that they do. In the meantime, they've got a husband sitting at home who is not happy with the food that they're putting on the table, is not happy with the slop. And forgive me, Phil, for using the term.
Well, what do you mean slop? I mean...
Well, these men talked to me yesterday about the unedible slop that their wives stick in front of their faces each night after they come home from a hard day at work. See, I'm old-fashioned. I really believe that if a man is out working hard all day, you better believe it's a woman's job to present to him a delicious plate for his dinner. And if all you can do is throw some unedible slop, greasy slop on a plate and toss it in front of him at night, you ought to be ashamed of yourself. And
well, I don't know if the problem is widespread where you live. I don't know how many women actually have that problem.
Well, I can tell you a lot of the women that I know. And so what I'm going to do on Tuesday nights, Phil, is have kind of a gourmet class. This is an opportunity for me to make my mark and shape and mold a lot of these women so that they get their heads and their rear ends wired together a little bit. This is a golden opportunity to show these women how I've been able to keep my men, my husband and my three sons, happy. And Dylan, Seth, and Justin, and my husband Steve, I can whip up a good plate. What can I tell you?
Bobby Dooley is with us here from the, from the Western States Homeowners Association. They had their Super Bowl gala, and basically it was just you cooking for how many guys?
Well, it was about 30 guys, Phil, and there was me, and there were about three other women who just came with their husbands. But
and to a man, they all came up to you and told you how good the food was that you prepared and how lousy their wives cook?
Well, almost, yeah. They, you know, as depressing as it sounds, yeah. A lot of them said that they couldn't get down a lot of that crap that their wives served them. And
all right, so Bobby, if you put put on a class on Tuesday morning or whatever, you're going to have the neighborhood women come to your house and learn how to cook. You're going to be making a few enemies there.
I don't think so.
I do. I think you're going to be making a couple of enemies with these women. If you're going to be saying, well, you know what, your husband's complained to me that your food sucks, and so you need to come over to our house.
Phil, a dinner party is the last great art, and I don't know how many of these women know how to put on a beautiful dinner party. What I can do with a lot of these gals is hire them to work in my own kitchen and hire...
You're going to hire your neighbors to work in your kitchen?
Sure.
How?
Prep chef. I could use them as preparation chefs. I can use them to wash dishes or whatever. These are women whose husbands are so disappointed with their cooking that I need to start from square one with a lot of these gals, put them to work washing dishes, put them to work scrubbing out pots and pans, peeling potatoes, peeling carrots, and then we'll see whether or not they can actually cook something that someone can keep down for longer than 5 minutes. I can hire these women. My friends, Phil, they're wonderful gals, but they don't know a lot about, and a dinner party is a really wonderful. To be able to successfully hold a dinner party is a lost art. And, you know, you get out your best china, your best crystal. The men drink, and the women show the house, and you have a good time. And
or we're talking about a dinner party now, or a Super Bowl party, or
just the refined art of being able to prepare a beautiful dish and actually have people enjoy it, and that's what we're talking about. And so I think, Phil, if you talk about a dinner party, a man is the highest echelon of the evolution of mammals, okay?
All right.
The dinner party is the highest skill that I think a woman can learn in keeping a man happy and in keeping a beautifully appointed home. A beautifully appointed home, a wonderful dinner party. I'll tell you, I'm in heaven. And that's what I do, and I do it well. And the women around here, this is my opportunity, Phil, to mold them.
Well, when are you going to start with your first class? You said Tuesday morning or Tuesday night?
We can do it on Tuesday night after a lot of these women come home from their, quote, careers, end quote. I got my fingers up in the air when I say that, Phil. So
you're not taking their careers very seriously, huh?
Well, anyway, it'll be Tuesday night, and we'll see how it happens.
Okay, Bobby Dooley is with us here at 1-800-449-8686. And she just had a Super Bowl party with her baked artichoke dip and her chili and her barbecued wings. And apparently a lot of the women on her street couldn't put on a dinner party or a Super Bowl gala or bake an artichoke dip to save their lives. So she's going to have some kind of a cooking class at her house on Tuesday nights. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. It's the Phil Hendry Show. Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. And Bobby Dooley with us from the Western Estates Homeowners Association. Talking about the Super Bowl. It's actually not really about the Super Bowl party you had yesterday. It's about the number of men who came up to you and said the food was good. Huh, Bobby?
It was gratifying, Phil. There were a lot of guys who came up and said...
Now, you had a baked artichoke dip, chili, spicy barbecued chicken wings that you made yourself, right?
That's right. We also had a variety of chips and dips and things like that, Phil. And I did a salsa that I think the guys really liked. And it was amazing, the number of them that...
They were all complaining about their wives' cooking, huh?
It wasn't so much that they were complaining about their wives' cooking. They were complaining about how uncreative their women were. And I've always maintained, and I know a lot of women do, that it's a woman's job to provide for the men who are out there working hard a good meal. And
what do you say to women who say it's not their job to be in the kitchen?
Well, what? Wait a second. If they're stay-at-home women, and if their husbands are out earning most of the money, you know, I don't understand.
No, what do you say to women who say to you, I have a job, I don't have time, why doesn't he cook for himself?
I say a lot of these women with their, quote, careers, end quote, are, you know, dabbling in it, and, you know, in the meantime, their homes are stuff. I don't understand your question. But,
well, I thought it was pretty clear. I can hear that. Whatever that is. Let me go over to... Huh? Am I hearing an AQ speaker? Okay, brother. Let me go over to Greenville on the Phil Hendry Show. Hi, you're on the air.
Yeah. I wanted to speak to the quote-unquote careers that she's speaking of. I have a master's degree.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not dabbling in my career. I am committed to my career as much as my husband is committed to my career. And... I'm
Excuse me. Well, what kind of a plate do you put in front of him at night?
Ma'am, I put a plate in front of my husband sometimes, and he puts a plate in front of me sometimes.
You have one of those evolved relationships. Is that it? You know. Yeah. Go ahead.
Let the lady in Greenville finish, Bobby, and then you can say.
I'm sorry, Phil. Okay.
I'm very happy that you are pleased with the situation that you have chosen for yourself, but I'm sort of concerned that as a woman, you are judging other women for the choices that they have made.
Well, you know something? I had a lot of guys come up to me yesterday and say that their wives have their, you know, what you want to call their careers, and in the meantime, these men are gagging to death on the slop that they're putting in front of them. Now, if you have one of these, quote, evolved relationships, I don't know that your husband knows what he's missing. He really doesn't know what he's missing. Okay. Hello?
She hung up.
Oh, she hung up?
Yes, she hung up. I guess she was angry or mortified or both, but she hung up. Here is Lawrenceville maybe you want to finish that thought?
Well, Phil, obviously I touched a nerve with her is all I'm going to say.
Okay, but you were saying that if she has an evolved relationship, he doesn't know what he's missing?
Yes, that's right. A man that chooses a woman with a you know, career, I guess is what these gals want to call it, he doesn't know what he's missing.
He doesn't know that he's missing a really good meal at night from a woman who can put a good plate on the table.
That's right. That is exactly right. And I think probably I touched a nerve with that lady. I don't know.
All right. Here is Lawrenceville on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Yeah.
Hi.
Hi. Hi, Bobby.
Hi.
I'm a stay-at-home mom. Mm-hmm. You know, I am very proud to stay at home and take care of my children.
Good for you. Good for you.
Put food on the table. But at the same time, mm-hmm. I feel it's a little strong to think that you can get these women who have not chosen this route and change their minds. I think that you...
Well, it's an opportunity that I have to really mold them and shape them.
But they're not going to be wanting... They don't want to be molded. I have lots of friends at church and things like that in the same position, but they're not going to want that. And I think you're going to cause a lot of problems in your neighborhood if you do that. I think
that's my opinion. That's my opinion. I agree with you, ma'am. I think that there's going to be, Bobby, a backlash.
Phil, if you had talked to the men that I talked to yesterday.
But the men aren't the women. And the women are the ones that are going to control all of the relationships and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not going to let anybody talk to you or come to any more parties at your house if this thing goes on.
Well, wait a second. I'm giving these gals an opportunity. Why are you saying that I cause a problem when I'm giving them the opportunity to learn how to do a nice dinner party, to put something down in front of a man that isn't going to give him, you know, the runs for 3 days, for God's sake. And this is all part and parcel, I think, of helping, not hurting a family.
Well, honestly, I think if you were really wanting to help their, you know, get the food on the table, then you should maybe offer up a service where you cook the food, because they are not going to want to do that.
What about that, Bobby? What about you?
No, Phil, obviously I'm not in the business of excuse me, you mentioned catering.
Yeah, my sister has a catering business
exactly.
Because she cooks very well, and she caters a lot.
No, Phil, I'm talking about men who came to me out of desperation yesterday at the game. And they said, you know, they were complimenting me, and they said, you know, you don't know the nights that I wish I had something to eat. Something to eat. Do you understand what they're saying?
Exactly, and if you cooked it, then, you know, then the women wouldn't have to worry about cooking it. Plus the fact that
they're going to be so irate,
and they're going to probably backlash even more.
I have 4 men of my own that I keep happy. But listen to what I'm offering. I'm offering these women, an opportunity to do something they've never done before, and that is create a beautiful dinner party. And do you have dinner parties?
You know what? I have not had the opportunity to serve one, but I've.
It's a wonderful, wonderful, your best china, your best china, and your best crystal. And the dinner party is a lost art.
It is. I would agree with you. But at the same time, like you were saying something about having them come over and be your sous chef.
That's
just not going to happen.
What I was going to say is a lot of these gals that can't cook, like the lady I talked to who hung up on me, she would do much better in her life rather than chasing some career if she'd come over to my house and spend a couple of hours as my prep chef. You'll reach the highest level of womanhood when you have a successful dinner party. The highest level of womanhood. You think that's funny, huh?
I honestly think that's funny? I think it's funny because I think that having a family and all that comes way before trying to impress other people.
Well, we'll see.
All right, thank you for your call. It's Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Back with Bobby Dooley.